Task 2.
An interview with a weather forecaster.
Hello, everybody. With the tornado season in full swing, I thought it'd be fun to introduce you to the weather forecaster Janice Dean, whose nickname on her job is the Weather Machine. Welcome, Janice.
Hello.
Let me start by asking, did you always want to study meteorology?
To be honest, it's been a long way. Actually, when I was a kid, I just accepted the weather as a given fact. The long Canadian winters, Indian summers, and lovely springs. It was only later on that I got interested in climate phenomena.
Okay.
Then after college, I worked as a part-time radio host, just to make a living. This included the local weather, of course. Back then, you could do the weather without having a background in meteorology. So I became a weather presenter, by chance.
Mm-hmm.
But 5 years ago, I decided to go back to university because I'd been hired to be a TV daytime presenter. But I felt I couldn't do the forecast without the scientific knowledge. So I took meteorology classes.
Very interesting. So what's the most exciting part about your job as a meteorologist?
Oh, there are so many different weather phenomena. Fog is stunning when you see it with a view over a big metropolis like New York. Thunder snow is awesome and rare to witness. It has the same dynamics as a thunderstorm with thunder and lightning, except it happens in a snowstorm. Hurricanes are one of the most fascinating systems. At their strongest, they are incredible to look at on satellite. Of course, they can be devastatingly dangerous, so I prefer to watch them moving over water and not making landfall, where they can cause immense destruction.
Is there an experience you'll always remember?
Absolutely. I can remember a call-in by a desperate balloon pilot while I was doing the midday weather report. It was in the days when smartphones and weather apps were still far down the road.
Oh, I remember.
Exactly. But he had his mobile and was able to call us during the news and urgently wanted to know if the towering clouds he was approaching would become dangerous for him. Together, we could find out where he was, and I made a kind of specialized regional forecast. Luckily, the pilot was able to descend immediately. I had warned him that the wind would grow stronger in the next 30 minutes.
Wow, crazy.
Yes.
And what were the most touching experiences?
Well, some weather stories might bring sadness. But on the other hand, any time there is a heavy storm, I see communities and neighbors coming together to help one another. Such extreme weather events affect all people equally, whatever their nationality or their income. Weather unites us across the world. And when a storm has rushed through communities, a lot of times, that's when we get to see the kindness of others.